我也非常感谢主啊，虽然这边人不多，但是我跟大家讲，罗亚也是一家人得救，以洛是就是以洛是与神同行就被接去了。圣经中主在启示录呼召的得胜者，都是每一个教会 anyone。但是我们也相信他是亚伯拉罕的神，他是从一本造出万族的神，所以最小的族要加增千倍呀。Can you translate? OK, 好 ，OK, 我知道，我只有讲一句，我们要有信心。
We need to have faith.
最小的族。
That the smallest tribe.
神会使他加增千倍。
God will increase and multiply them thousandfold.
上帝对亚伯拉罕应许的时候。
When God made a promise to Abraham.
那时候他没有孩子。
At that time, he didn't have a child.
24年还是没有。
For 24 years, he still didn't have a child.
25年的时候生出一个。
And then when 25 years later, he had one child.
但是以撒生雅各。
But when Isaac bore Jacob.
雅各还有以撒生雅各以扫。以撒生了两个孩子，雅各以撒。
Isaac's bore two sons, Esau and Jacob.
雅各生了十二个儿子。
And Jacob had 12 sons.
那他们下到埃及的时候是七十个。
And when they went to Egypt, they had 70 people.
但是当他们四百年从埃及回来的时候
，But 400 years later when they left Egypt,
他们的男丁有600,000。
There were 600,000 men.
呀，连孩子妇女有200,000。
And including the wives and children, there is about 2 million.
好，那今天我们要谈一谈就是我们所认识保罗的意象。
And today we're gonna discuss Paul's vision.
Yeah, 那保罗在腓立比书。
And in the book of Philippians.
那他提到。在第三章第八节。
In the chapter 3, verse 8, Paul talks about.
他说：“我以认识基督为至宝。”
He talks about how he has.
哎 ，I'm again Christ.
Yeah, he has a.
OK, 好，我们靠近一点，好，谢谢，好 ，excuse me, 好，谢谢，谢谢，靠近一点 ，OK, 谢谢你，谢谢。第三章第八节，样，你可以读一次。
OK, so chapter 3, verse 8. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things.
他这边说我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。腓立比书第三章第八节。那为什么保罗要这样讲？
So why does Paul talk about Christ in this way?
他真的是发现耶稣基督是宇宙的至宝。
He has really realized that Christ is truly great.
各位你们想想看。
Everyone think about this.
如果没有基督
if there was no Christ,
我们没有永生
and we had no eternal life,
我们的罪也没有办法得到赦免
then our sins would not be able to be forgiven.
我们活在这个地上也没有特殊的意义
and when we live on this earth, we have no real meaning or purpose.
但是当基督他为我们
but when Christ.
他为我们成为神的羔羊。
He became the Lamb of God.
死在十字架上。
And died upon the cross.
那叫我们这一切信他的人。
So he let all of us who have put our faith in him
能够有永生
to be able to have eternal life
不至于灭亡
so that we would not perish.
啊，不只是如此
not only so,
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ
借着他的十架
used the cross
他不只是赦免我们的罪行
to not just forgive us of our sinful nature.
致死我们的罪性
and
crucified.
And crucified our sinful nature.
对，致死我们的罪性，这很重要。
This part is really important.
他因着他的十架
because of the cross.
那致死了我们的罪性。
And that he, you know, crucified our sinful nature.
圣灵可以进来我们里面。
This is the way that the Holy Spirit is able to come into us.
圣灵就是来膏抹我们的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit anoints us.
住在我们里面。
And lives within us.
那他把耶稣把我们从罪中带出来。
And he's bringing us out of our sin.
那基督进到我们里面。
And Jesus comes within us.
他是君王。
He is the king.
尊贵的。
The
尊贵的 dignity,
glorious,
对，那他是荣耀尊贵的
glorious and full of dignity.
我们不再是做奴仆了
so we're no longer servants.
我们不再是奴隶了
we're no longer
罪的奴隶
we're no longer slaves to sin.
今天有一首诗歌唱到一个在旷野一个被鬼附的人。
Today we sang a song about someone who was in the wilderness.
但是当耶稣把邪灵赶出去的时候
But when Christ came and drove out the evil spirit,
那他改变了
That person was changed.
苏醒了
Was awakened.
那我在这边也要提到，不是我们做什么，乃是我亲眼见到的
And I want to bring this up to say that it's not that we did anything, but I've witnessed.
荣耀必须是主的。
But that the glory has to belong to God.
十多年前。
Ten years ago.
十多年，哎，对。
More than 10 years ago.
一个父亲带来一个男人。
A father brought along with him a.
他的 twin brother, 他的双胞胎兄弟。
His two twin sons.
自杀了。
They committed suicide.
撞火车。
They drove into a.
他们的家族有灵界也有精神的问题。
In their family there are spiritual and
精神的问题。但是当教会替他处理灵界，把邪灵赶出去。
But when the church helped them get rid of the
这个弟兄很认真的追求神。
This brother, you know, was really diligent on seeking God.
那等候神。
He was waiting on God.
他特别就是愿意花时间等候神。
And he was willing to spend the time to wait on God.
结果神的荣光进来他里面。
And God's glory, you know, entered him.
那他非常的喜乐。
He became a really joyful person.
那他也变成一个很有爱心的人。
He became someone full of love.
有的时候他对那些弱势的人。
And sometimes when he's
很有耐心。
Dealing with people who are still of the world, he has so much patience.
然后他对他的母亲非常的孝顺。
And he's really filial towards his parents.
各位弟兄姊妹，这就是神的救赎的计划。
Brothers and sisters, this is part of God's
salvation. 把我们从一个最有罪的、被邪灵搅扰的、甚至有精神病的情况下的人。
He's taking us away from our sinful nature, our illnesses, our mental and psychological.
他能够用他荣耀尊贵的生命充满我们。
And he's filling us with his glorious presence.
我们需要他的同在。
We need his presence.
我们需要求主帮助我们。
And we need to ask God to help us.
那我们的主也是先知。
And our God is also, you know, a prophet.
那我们这一次听到那个弗兰克，那个Amelia的见证。
And this time we listen to Amelia's.
当她是那样恳切的寻求神。
When she was, you know, when he was, you know, diligently seeking the Lord.
神对他说话。
God spoke to him.
神向他显现。
God revealed himself.
哦，他是那样的迫切的要神。
He desperately wanted.
他说：“神啊，你不向我显现，我就不要活了。”
He said that, you know, if you don't reveal yourself to me, then I don't want to live.
哦，神就像神就对他说话。
And God spoke to him.
那他也有这个先知的恩赐。
He also had the gift of prophecy.
有的时候预言什么事情，说什么事，事就成了。
Sometimes, things that he says, you know, things that he prophesied, it happens.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们也很需要。
Brothers and sisters, we also.
也许我们不是那么有名的先知。
Maybe we're not, you know, really well known.
但是如果我们大家都带着能听的耳。
But if we all have, you know, ears that are willing to hear.
我们能够听见神借着别人知识的言语、智慧的言语。
And we're able to hear and listen to what other people have to say.
Words.Of knowledge,
the words of knowledge that others
and the words
have.
With wisdom,
the words of knowledge and wisdom that others have.
那有一些就是先知预言的性的话。
Especially
我在我们这个小小的教会。
In our you know small church.
在查经班。
In our Bible study.
我常常听到。
I often hear.
我常常听到主的声音。
I often hear God's voice.
居华的交通。
Sister Juhua's.
还有志刚的交通啊，有的时候琳达讲几句话啊，我们听到神的声音。
Sometimes you know when we hear our brothers and sisters speak, we hear God speaking.
我们每一个人都可以成为神的出口。
And we can all be, you know, to speak words from God.
Amen. 那还有就是祭司。
And then, you know, God is also the priest.
祭司是把神带到人间来。
And the priest brings God within the people to the people.
也把人带到神面前来。
And also brings the people to God.
我们这一次有一个宣告。
This time we have a proclamation.
郭牧师带我们有一个宣告。
You know, Pastor.
郭美江啊，他带给我们一个，其中有一个宣告。
She told us to proclaim one thing.
我们是君尊的祭司。
She told us to proclaim that we are.
能够把神的同在。
We are God's priests, and that we want to bring God's presence.
带到人的面前。
To bring it before the people.
带到人的面前。
Bring it before people.
保罗他也是这样说。
And Paul also says,
我们尽心竭力
if we
endeavor,
if we endeavor,
do our effort,
and do our best,
去把人完完全全的带到神面前
to you know lead people wholly to Christ, to God,
the presence,
to God's presence.
那这是我们的目标
and this is our you know goal.
我们需要这一位受膏者。
And so we really need the anointed one.
更多的进来我们里面。
To more, be within us even more.
今天我们有人提到说，求耶稣的血洗干净我们。
Today someone brought up ask the Lord to take His blood and to wash us.
那让圣灵充满我们。
To let the Holy Spirit fill us.
神的国开始。
To let the kingdom of God.
就是复活的主。
This resurrected.
借着圣灵进来我们里面。
And through the Holy Spirit within us.
我们就重生了。
We're able to be reborn.
那新的生命在我们里面。
And there's a new life within us.
天国就开始。
And the kingdom of God.
那如果我们让我们的心灵。
And if we're allowed to let our, you know, heart and.
更多的被主得到改变。
To let it be more and more changed by God.
比如说，我们骄傲的心变成虚心的心。
For instance, if we turn away from pride and become more humble.
他说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And God says that blessed are the
poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
那比如说，我们原来是很复杂的人。
And perhaps, you know, originally we were really, our lives were really complicated.
或是我们是污秽的心。
Or we have
unclean spirit.
Unclean spirit.
但是当我们愿意为耶稣求耶稣给我们一个清洁的心。
But when we're willing and we're asking God to give us a clean spirit.
借着宝血。
Through the blood of Christ.
借着水与道。
Through the living.
借着圣灵的火。
Through the word and through the fire of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，不管你用什么方法。
And no matter what method.
借着宝血。
Whether it's through the blood.
借着水。
Whether it's through water.
借着圣灵与火。
Or through the Holy Spirit and the
fire. 甚至借着外面的环境。
Or through even the circumstances around us.
我认识一个好多年前小学的同学。认识一个 and 我一个 50 years ago's friend.
Okay, I know of a friend.
他经过了一段很不容易的
from my childhood.
他经过了一段很不容易的时间。
He went through a really challenging time.
但是他后来在他快要腿快要缺蛋的时候，人生最苦的时候。
But during the hardest point in his life, when he was facing amputation,
有一个女子愿意嫁给他。
There was a woman who was willing to marry him.
那但是这个女子对他很严格。
But this woman was really strict.
但是也带他好好的读圣经。
But also led him to diligently read the word.
我这个朋友好喜欢读圣经。
And this friend of mine really loved reading the Bible.
常常从半夜，有的时候他说读到早上十点，他就是喜欢读圣经。
And he likes reading the Bible so much that sometimes, you know, even from midnight to 10 in the morning, he would be reading the word.
他有的时候觉得已经进步了。
And sometimes he already thinks that he's improved.
真的进步了。
Truly improved.
那可是有的时候我在通电话的时候。
But sometimes when I am talking with
him, 他有一句话，有一些话好像讲得不清楚的时候。
Sometimes when some of the things he says is not very.
哦，他太太在旁边就会更正他。
His wife would, you know, correct him.
哦，我有的时候觉得他不容易。
Sometimes I think it's not easy for him.
哦，有的时候好像他几乎老我又要起来了。
Sometimes you know it's almost like his old self's gonna come.
然后他说。我给自己这是零分，我又要归零。
It says that you know I have to you know put myself back to zero.
他又虚心痛悔。
And he had to you know be humble.
哦，我觉得很不难，很不简单呢。
And you know I think that it's you know not easy at all.
你知道罗炳森师母怎么进入荣耀
？Do you know how Pastor Robinson entered the glory?
他说有的时候环境临到的时候，就好像要插鞋垫一样。
He says that sometimes when God's,
就是像插鞋垫，就是放在门口的那个。
Sometimes it's like you know.
Yeah, 但是他在那种环境中。
But in those circumstances.
他可能会发很大的脾气。
She might you know get really angry.
神就跟他说，你可以在泼妇，就是很会发脾气的人来，或是。做一个爱的门爱，就是要被神的爱充满。
And God would tell her that she can either
对，就是变成一个很发脾气的妇人。
Or she could be, you know, someone who's
泼妇
who's really angry, quarrelsome.
哦，后来她就很认真的祷告。
And so she diligently prayed.
她为爱祷告通。
She prayed that she would have more love.
我们也需要。
And you know, we need this as well.
上帝能够把我们这卑贱的生命。
God can take us from this really poor state.
有的时候别人的误会。
Even with people's misunderstanding.
或是别人的批判。
Or other people's judgment.
但是我们如果更多的寻求神给我们上头的智慧。
But if we, you know, keep on looking to God and asking Him for wisdom,
他来改变我们
and He'll change us.
我们需要这个复活生命的大能
We need this, you know, resurrecting power
来改变我们
to change us,
更新我们
root us.
把我们这卑贱的性情。
To take us from this
变成荣耀尊贵的性情。
To bring us to more glory.
我们原来很狭窄。
Originally we were really, you know, narrow.
经过苦难之后。
But through hardships.
就进入宽广之境。
We're able to enter a place that is much more broad.
诗篇说我们经过水火。
The Bible says that we go through fire and water.
我们就进入丰盛之境。
And then we're able to enter more prosperous.
哇，上帝带领我们进入一个丰盛之境。
God is bringing us into a place of greater prosperity.
我们需要他更多的进来。
We need him to come into us even more.
像今天有人讲祷告。
Just like today, someone prayed.
主啊，你兴旺。Lord, you increase.
Lord, you increase.
我衰微。
And I should decrease.
Yeah, 那这就是我们在活在地上的目的。
And this is our purpose.
我们不以为我们已经得到了。
We shouldn't think that we've already attained.
我们有一个目标。
We have a goal.
就是主啊，你以马内利的神。
That Lord, you are Emmanuel.
扩大你的境界。
You know, expand your
在我的里面
expand your kingdom within me
扩大你的境界
expand your
若是有任何未得之地 若是有什么还没有你没有占领的地方
if there's anything that we've not given you the authority
你求你来占领
I ask you to take it over
就像约书亚
just like Joshua
他们一个城一个城的攻占
They, you know, went city from city and.
我们里面
and within us.
我们也需要耶稣。
We also need Jesus.
基督
Christ.
来得胜过我们里面。
To overcome and become victorious.
给我们爱。
To give us love.
恩慈。恩慈。
Mercy.
Mercy, grace,
mercy and grace.
胜过我们的骄傲嫉妒。
To overcome our pride and jealousy.
或是说话不够恩慈。
Or, you know, our ungraceful speech.
那使我们舌头能够有恩言。
So that the words that come from us are full of
grace. 因为我们心里面所充满的口里就说出来。
Because what's within our hearts is what comes out of our mouth.
神就在做这个改变的工作。
And God is working on changing us.
所以当有更多的基督徒得胜。
So when more and more Christians are overcome,
那其实从另外一个圣经的人物也可以学习。
And from another Bible character we can learn.
就是以利沙。
Is Elisha.
他说他跟以利亚说。
He said to Elijah.
愿感动你的灵。
Let
May the Holy Spirit okay. moves you, 加倍的 double.
Okay, may the spirit that moves you double, grant me the double portion.
Yes, 加倍的哦， oh, 我们希望下一代比我们更好。阿门， double portion. 阿门， Hallelujah. 你我在你的年龄的时候还没有你这么追求哈，要加油啊！我大三的时候才开始认真啊，哎，差不多了啊，你也大四了啊。OK， 好，我们继续下去。你看他经过几甲，
he went through
Giger 啊，那个地方是 crucify the flesh of the flesh, the desire of flesh， 他是致死肉体跟肉体的情欲。
He went to a place that where he, you know, put to death the flesh and the body.
Yeah, 还有他经过耶利哥。
He went through Jericho.
哦，有的时候我们有恩赐的时候，我们很容易自高自大。
Sometimes you know when we have a lot of, you know, of God's
gifts 或者祝福或者对，有时候我们容易骄傲。
Become proud.
神也要致死我们。
And God wants us to put our old self.
那些自高自大的营垒。
It's you know our pride and.
有的时候，当我们经过那个伯特利。
And sometimes when we're going through.
Bethel. 那是神显现的地方。
And that's where God appeared.
那但是也有的时候也有一些好像很多的吸引。
And sometimes there are a lot of things around us that are very
attractive. 但是我们不以那些为满足。
But we shouldn't seek those things for our
我们要继续的要耶稣，荣耀的耶稣。
We have to continue to, you know, seek God's Jesus glory.
我们盼望天国的律例成形在我们身上。
And we hope that, you know, the kingdom of God is manifested.
所以神后来给以利沙是加倍的。
And so, you know, that's why Elisha got, you know,
他还要经过约旦河。
God's blessing.
还要经过约旦河。
And we have to enter past the Jordan River.
与主同死。
To die with Christ.
那主加倍的圣灵赏给他。
And, you know, God gave him,
我们在这个世上，这是我们的盼望。
And this, on our lifetime on this earth, this is our hope.
保罗说，我不以为我已经得着了。
Paul said that he doesn't think that he's already attained.
我们要有一个这样的心智。
And we need to have this kind of attitude.
我们不要说，啊，我已经老了。
We don't, you know, we shouldn't say that. Oh, we're already old.
我们要像加勒约书亚一样。
We have to be like Caleb and Joshua.
85岁的时候。
When we're 85.
哦，说我的日子如何？我的力量也如何？我就是说 the days how I live and the strength I can gain the strength from the Lord. Yeah, 我的日子如何，力量也如何？我们可以更多的。重新重组，重新得力。我们可以从神，重新得力。
Yeah, we can, you know, come to God to regain our strength.
Yes, 重新，好像像鹰一样。
Just like the eagle.
那他们到老年的时候
，When they are old,
他们有一阵子
，There's a time period.
好像停滞在那里。
Where it's like they're just, you know, being still.
把自己的羽毛啄掉。
You know, taking off all of their feathers.
在那里休息。
To rest.
啊，休息。啊，但是当他们后来看到了好的食物。
But when they see something good to eat.
他们就大大的去吃那些食物。
You know, they are, they regain their strength to go get the food they
want. 然后他们又飞得很好。
And then, you know, their strength is back.
重新得力。
You know, they regain their strength.
那我们需要像鹰一样，等候耶和华的必重新得力。
So that we have to be like these eagles, you know, wait on God and be, to regain our strength.
我们需要呼求神。
You know, we have to cry out to God.
主啊，复兴你的作为。复兴 revive us.
To revive us.
那恢复你的荣耀。
To restore your glory.
我们世人都犯了罪。
You know, all of us have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
You know, we have fallen short of God's glory.
但是神要我们再恢复他的荣耀在我们当中。
But God wants to revive His glory.
在以西结书讲到神的荣耀因着神子民的悖逆而失去。
In the book of Ezekiel, it says that
当他们犯罪，当他们拜偶像。神的荣耀就离开他们。
When people sinned and when they worshipped idols, you know, the presence of God left them.
但是当他们愿意顺从。
But when they were willing to obey.
归向神。
And turn to God.
神的圣灵的水流。
You know,
就从踝子骨到膝盖到腰，圣灵。
The Holy Spirit, the river of the Holy Spirit is like,
restore from the 从脚踝子骨从脚到膝盖到腰
would you know rise up and from the ankle to the knee to the waist.
我们不只是要用颂赞来荣耀神。
We're not just using praise to bring God glory.
我们盼望在每一部分。
But we hope that in every aspect,
在家庭中,
whether it's our family life,
在我们说话的情绪,
whether it's you know, the attitude of how we speak,
还有我们读书或是工作,
whether it's studying or at work,
我们活着的目的,
you know, our purpose in life,
要荣耀神。
You know, we have to live in a way that brings
God glory. 当我们愿意顺从的时候
And when we're willing to, you know, obey,
圣灵是赐给顺从之人的。
You know, the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey.
比如你碰到一个艰难的事情。
For instance, you know, when you experience hardship.
如果你埋怨。
If we complain,
说一些不恩慈的话,
and say some ungraceful things,
那你就被打倒了。
Then we have been defeated.
但是如果你凡事谢恩,
but rather if we are, you know, thankful,
继续地赞美神,
and we praise God,
你就可以看见神的荣耀。
Then we're able to see God's glory.
神会改变一切的事情。
God will change everything.
我这个礼拜看到一些事情。
This week I've seen several things.
我看到有一位他就不管经过怎么样，他就感谢神、赞美神。
I saw someone who, you know, no matter what happens, was always willing to praise God.
结果就是很好的。
And the results were always good.
这常常我们的生活中就是面临要学习这些。
And often in our lives, this is what we have to face when we have to learn.
那神也喜欢我们看见他的荣耀。
And God wants us to often, you know,
see His glory.
See His glory.
就像神呼召摩西去看去寻见神的荣耀。
Same way that, you know, Moses, you know, was seeking God's glory.
以利亚也看见他的荣耀。
And the way Elijah also saw God's glory.
要不以赛亚看见他的荣耀。
Similarly, Isaiah also saw God's glory.
但是他看见他荣耀的时候。
But when they saw God's glory.
他就是一个祷告。
There's a prayer.
他说主啊。
He said, Lord.
我是嘴唇不洁的人。
You know, my lips are unclean.
那又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And I live among people of unclean lips.
所以神就用祭坛的火炭。
So the Lord used the coal from the altar.
来洁净他的嘴唇。
To purify his lips.
我们如果要被主用。
If we're going to be used by God,
就是有时候要做主的出口,
and sometimes we have to be the
utterance, the utterance,
speak,
yeah, the channel of utterance of the words of the Lord.
If we have to speak on behalf of the Lord,
yeah, 我们需要神来洁净我们的舌头。
We need God to, you know, clean our lips, our mouth.
那，我们也知道，神的国不在乎吃喝。
We also know that the kingdom of God is not about drinking or eating.
那也在乎公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
But rather it's about peace.
我们也盼望神把荣耀的灵、把喜乐的灵赐给我们。
And we also hope and pray for God to give us His joy.
喜乐的灵也是一种荣耀。
Spirit of joy, and this is even a form of God's glory.
但是在以赛亚书五十八章。
And in Isaiah chapter 58.
他也讲到一些实质的善行。
He also talks about several.
在第八节。
And
这样你的光就必发现如早晨的光，你所得的医治要速速发明。你的公义必在你前面行，耶和华的荣光也必做你的后盾。
In chapter 58, verse 8, it says, Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard.
那前面他上帝就要他们做一些神所喜悦的事。
And before this, God wants them to do several things that are pleasing to Him.
神要他们不要去指责别人。
And God said, tells them not to,
就是 point a finger.
To point their fingers at others.
对，那神要他们松开，要他们学习饶恕。
And God wants them to learn to forgive.
有的人经过很多苦。
Some people go through a lot of hardship.
因为他们不饶恕人。
Because they're not willing to forgive.
那你不饶恕人，其实自己也被捆绑。
And you know, when we don't forgive others, we're really, you know.
你如果松开凶恶的神。
And when we are
松开 lose the chains of injustice.
To lose the chains of injustice.
那解下恶上的锁。
And to
untie the cords of the yoke. 就是解下轭上的锁，那你使别人得自由。
Then you let others, you know, gain freedom.
那神也帮助我们有要有要有实质的善行。
And God wants us to, you know, live out with good deeds.
有的时候我们要顾恤自己的骨肉。
Sometimes we have to let go of our own flesh.
呀，我们的家人。
You know, even our family.
呀。那神也会，就是他的光就会发现出来。
And so that we're able to so that God's light can be revealed.
他的医治也要发明。
And so that His healing can come.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们要看见神的荣光。
We have to see God's glory.
那神的荣耀就是神的，有人说那个荣光荣耀，它有两个字，一个是恩典，一个是连续 ，grace and mercy, God's glory.
Yeah, so a lot of people say that you know God's glory, His glorious light has two meanings, and it's you know God's mercy and His grace.
是，我们不过是一个器皿。
We're just a vessel.
那我们愿意成为贵重的器皿。
But we're willing to be a noble.
在提摩太后书二章二十节、二十一节，你用英文读好了。二章二十节。
In Second Timothy chapter two.
Yeah.二章二十节
Verse 20, it says, In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes and some for ignoble.
Yeah. 你知道我们华人呢，过去有那个马桶。
you know, for us... 你 know how there are these toilets?
最近我的小学同学啊，他们做一个比喻啊，他说一块木头可以做成粪桶，也可以做成什么？做成什么啊？那如果我们要成为贵重的器皿
，One of my childhood friends said that you know a block of wood can be used to make into different things. It could be used to make into a toilet.
我也曾经去看过那个陶瓷厂。
And you know, I've also been to a
有瑕疵的陶瓷碗啊。
A ceramic.
很便宜，五块新台币，十块新台陶瓷厂。
A ceramics factory.
玩那个 China.
Oh, China factory.
Yeah, factory. 那但是那些做的很细致，没有瑕疵的。
And they make some very intricate and well-designed.
哇 ，very 非常贵， China. 非常的贵。
And they're really expensive.
我们现在要承载圣灵。
And you know, for us, we want to have the Holy Spirit.
我们真的很需要耶稣不断的来清洁我们。
We need Jesus to, you know, continuously purify us.
人若自洁。
And if we are willing to like
cleanse ourselves,
to cleanse ourselves,
那我们把自己献给主
and give ourselves to God,
那让神的灵，荣耀的灵
and let God's glorious spirit,
让神的爱
let His love,
让神荣耀的同在
let His glorious presence,
恢复
revive,
复兴 更多的充满
to fill us up even more.
那神要带领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
And God is gonna, you know, bring many people into.
这是在希伯来书二章十节说的。
This is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 10.
那神要带领许多的儿子进 glory 里面。
God is, you know, bringing many of His, you know,
进入
children into
sonship and into the glorious. 神不只是叫我们得救。
God is not just, you know, saving. He doesn't just save us.
称义。
And make us righteous.
还有，要我们被他洁净成圣。
He's going to purify us, sanctify us.
他要把他自己他的本质。
He wants to, you know, put his character.
这一次法兰克牧师提到复活的大能，他特别提到神的本性就是荣耀。
A pastor recently said that,
他要带我们进去那个本质。
God wants us to bring us into His glory.
哇，那就太好了。
And isn't that wonderful?
你知道吗？因为所有受造之物
and because you know, everything that's been created
都在叹息。
They're all sighing.
他们都在呻吟劳苦。
They're all going through suffering.
Yeah.他们切望等候。
But they, you know, they look forward to and they hope.
神众子的显现。
to the appearing of Christ.
就是有更多的人进荣耀里去。
So that more people can enter the glory of God.
那不只是对于这些人进荣耀的，他们可以能够得到自由丰盛。
And it isn't just that these people who are able to go into this glory are able to get freedom,
spiritual freedom,
spiritual freedom,
spiritual abundance,
and spiritual abundance.
Not only spiritual.
It's not only this.
那神也可能，神可以把这世上的丰足赏给这些人。
God can also bring this, you know, the earthly prosperity and give it to these people as well.
你看约瑟就是如此。
And Joseph is just like that.
神使他祝福了他自己的本族。
God allowed him to bless his own people.
还有祝福了埃及人。
And also bless, you know, Egypt.
我们这是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is the hope of our glory.
我们可以神给男孩子得胜者。
We pray that, you know, God can, you know,
给 man child.
Give us
and推雅推拉教会的得胜者 overcomer of Thyatira's 那个有一个教会得胜了耶洗别的灵，神给他们铁杖，能够辖管。辖管在原文是牧养 shepherd， 就不只是 control， 而是 shepherd 这个列国。
God wants to, you know,
if we, 我假如我们得着男孩子的身份，
if we are able to attain the sonship,
那我们有属灵的 power,
then we have the spiritual power.
Yeah, 我们可以辖管列国，
to rule over nations.
借着祷告，
through prayer.
借着祷告，
through prayer.
改变情形，
to change the situation.
然后基督的国可以降临。
So that the kingdom of God can come down.
有一天耶稣要回来。
And one day Christ is coming back.
当众子的数目满的时候。
And when the number
of sonship
of sonship
yeah
is fulfilled,
fulfilled, 耶稣就回来了。
Jesus will come back.
我们很靠近那样的时刻。
We are quickly approaching that time.
我们不以为我们得着了。
We don't think that we've attained.
因为耶稣永远是我们的目标。
Because Jesus is always our goal.
所以我们要忘记背后。
So we have to forget the past.
努力面前。
To, you know, work hard, move forward.
向着标杆直跑。
And to run towards the goal.
让他的荣耀。
Let his glory.
让他的爱。
Let his love.
让他的生命。
Let his life.
充满我们。
Fill us.
从我们里面被高举起来。
So that we, you know, raise him up.
他兴旺。
That he is glorified.
我们下来。
And that we are decreased.
那这是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is the hope of our glory.
也许神可以借着我们当中百体各尽其职。
And so maybe, you know, among us.
Yeah, 那也许谨慎为病人一祷告，病就好了。Amen. 手按病人，病就好了。这就是我们追求。如果你达到那个声量的时候。神给你这个，给你这个 power， 那就是耶稣基督来的。阿门。那有也许学桥弹琴，哇，高莫就来了。就是我们要追求，那就是最他不是讲三种信心，一个是信心的本质。
There are three aspects of faith. Three levels to faith.
一个是信心的本质。
The first is just faith's
substance.
The substance.
本体的真相哈。第二个层次是高抹。
The second part is the anointing.
第三个层次就是 glory.
And the third one is glory.
哇，但愿我们都朝这个方向去。Amen. 好不好啊？美好的事在未来啊。我郭牧师希望我说将来如果有可能多回美国啊，我说主啊，求除非你行神迹让我能够这么做哈。那我想希望这也是我盼望，因为我觉得我很亏欠哈。我觉得我很希望我们 GGC 自小的主神能够加增谦卑。阿们啊，哈哈哈哈。 感谢神，台湾那边，台中那里现在比较稳定，有一群人在那里祷告。我们那个做街有重建的，也变成一个祷告殿啊。那有人轮流24小时祷告，那也比较稳定。然后他们加入他们那个心腹祷告殿，有60人以上，就是一直在祷告。那我希望将来这里 God revive us， 阿门啊！哎，我相信阿门，把荣耀都归给主，哈利路亚。好，感谢神。谢谢 ，Thank you， 呀、yeah, ，Thank you。我们还是唱211好不好？好。